In the book of Revelation, we see that the devil has a counterfeit Christ, a counterfeit prophet, and a counterfeit church. But you don't have to wait till the tribulation to see a counterfeit church. It exists now. Several years ago, when I was a student in Chicago, I was asked to speak at the Seven Arts Club. A man was to speak for communism, and I was to speak for Christ. I walked into that club, and I was amazed to find that the one in charge was called the Shepherd, and all of a sudden the organist and the pianist started to play. I was thrilled. But I was horrified as they sang, "The blight of the world is Jesus." Now that was organized like a church. They had the shepherds and the people were the sheep. Oh, what a thrill it was for me to present Christ to them. A few were saved. But not very many. The others were so deep in their worship of their devil. My heart bled that night. But in the days of Pharaoh, when Moses and Aaron stood before the Egyptian sovereign, he called in Jannes and Jambres. Who were they? The magicians, who were the religious leaders of his day. They were determined to oppose God and his people. Look at Ahab and Jezebel. How were they able to dominate the people in their day? With prophets, the false prophets of Baal. Consider communism. Look at the followers. What a passion they have. What's first in their lives? Christ? Oh no, communism. They have the same devotion to communism that we have to Christ, only with many it's deeper. For communism, they'll suffer and die. Without this devotion, the devotion of the religious life, no dictator can survive. So this political leader must have the services of the religious world leader, and both are dominated by the devil. Look at the wonders in Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 to 15. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. What was one of the ways God revealed himself in the Bible? By fire. What's the false prophet using? Fire. What did John baptize with? Water. What did Christ baptize with? Fire. What's the Antichrist using? Fire. Oh, how he imitates Christ. God sent fire from heaven to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and to destroy Nadab and Abihu. He sent fire from heaven to answer the prayer of Elijah and to show Elijah was his prophet. Here the false prophet uses fire, real fire. He's powerful. He'll work wonders. Oh, how he tries to imitate Christ. Not only does he baptize with fire, but he has two horns like a lamb. He's a lamb, but he's not the lamb. Then, too, Christ has a seal for his saints, a mark. So does this Antichrist. Paul said, I bear in my body the brand marks of the Lord Jesus. So does the devil's devotees bear a brand mark in their hands and in their foreheads. The first world empire was the golden sovereignty of King Nebuchadnezzar. He made an image of gold. He forced everyone to worship it. Why? For several reasons. Think of this one. His kingdom was divided into a lot of religions. They were so varied and so different. There was no real loyalty. This weakened his kingdom. So he ordered one religion, a world church, if you please. Everyone had to bow and worship the image. Look at the last world kingdom. What does the world ruler want? One world church. He repeats the same sin. Can't you hear the leader say, look what we've done for you. We've given you peace and prosperity. We've given you safety and security. Have you known a greater or a more gracious leader? Surely in simple gratitude you can give him this formal act of worship, can't you? Doesn't that sound logical and convincing? The beast brings it about that those who don't worship will be killed. That will be the law. How the world knows ways in which to bring pressure to bear on those who'll not accept its standards. I'm sure you've felt some of that pressure even in your own locality. Today, as well as yesterday and tomorrow, a man has to choose between cash and Christ. Look at the worship. Does the false prophet give life, real life, to the image? I don't think so. I believe the original brings out the idea that he gave breath. That is, the image will have the appearance of life manifested in breathing. To me, I think it's a robot. Oh, but what about the speaking? Well, the false prophet could use electronics or ventriloquism. Think of the slave girl in the days of Paul and Silas. Her power of speech was under the control of the devil. In days of old Rome, slaves were branded with the mark of their owner. It was used especially if they had run away. Such a mark was called a stigma. We still use that word today. We talk about the stigma that's connected with a dishonorable deed. Sometimes soldiers branded themselves with the name of their general in days of old Rome, especially if they were devoted to him. Today we see some boys and girls or some young people bearing the name of their lovers in a tattoo. In that day, there was a seal on every contract. It bore the name of the emperor, and all the coins had the name of the emperor. So on bearing the mark of the beast, the followers show they're devoted to him, that they're dominated by him, that they're his property. In that day, when a man had burned his pinch of incense and worshiped Caesar, he was given a certificate that said he had done so. That certificate showed his allegiance. It kept him from death by persecution. It gave him the right to trade. The only way a Christian could get the certificate was to deny his Christ. Once a man had that certificate, he was labeled as a denier of Christ and a worshiper of Caesar. This will be true during the tribulation. The one with the mark of the beast will be labeled as a denier of Christ and a worshiper of the beast. The mark will be placed on the right hand. The right hand is a symbol of strength, and it will be placed on the forehead. That's the part of the body that's most conspicuous. It shows immediately to whom you belong. Can't you see the people waiting to be branded just to show their allegiance to their ruler and in order to buy and sell? Now look at the world market, verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Think of it. No one will be able to buy or sell, to hire or be hired, without this mark. There'll be no exceptions. All must worship the beast or die. What's the number? The 18th verse tells us 666. What does that mean? I don't know. But 6 is the number of man, and 3 is the number of manifestation. In using 666, we see that each digit falls short of the perfect number of 7. I am determined today to be true to my Lord at any cost. How about you? I'm determined to put the Lord Jesus first in my life at any cost. Won't you put Jesus first in your life? Give up everything for Jesus, but don't give him up for anything.